Anne Frank has become the symbol of the Holocaust in the Netherlands, but there's more to learn. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Naomi Yavne-Close, professor of languages and cultures at Loyola University New Orleans, delves into more of this history.
During this challenging moment of fear and social distancing, we keep hearing the name Anne Frank. On Facebook, a meme reminds us that Anne Frank and seven others hid in a 450-square-foot attic for 751 days. Homebound children are exhorted, be like Anne Frank and keep a diary. Meanwhile, a journal admonishes, leave Anne Frank alone. 75 years after the end of World War II, the voice of Anne Frank, so poignantly preserved in her diary, is for many Americans the single story about the Holocaust and the Netherlands. Like all single stories, it is incomplete, a radical simplification of multiple narratives about Anne Frank, about the Dutch, and about the war. Most Americans, for example, don't know that the Netherlands lost a higher percentage of its Jewish population than did any other Western European country. We hear nothing about the Dutch hunger winter of 44-45, during which the Germans cut off almost all food and fuel supplies, or that over 100,000 people, Jews and non-Jews, went into hiding. Of the 25,000 of these who were Jewish, 16,000 or more survived. We do not know that Anne Frank was not a Dutch citizen, but an immigrant from Germany. What we know as her diary is in fact a composite of Anne's original diary and her own revision of that diary, which she dreamed of publishing after the war. The diary is not the whole story. Still, its power is undeniable.
That was Naomi Yavne-Close of Loyola University New Orleans. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.